With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. The Liverpool Curling Club is hoping major investments and upgrades over the past season will translate to new members. President Gordon Sampson says the club has spent almost $500,000 improving the playing surface and clubhouse. New LED lighting has been installed throughout, and the ice shed has seen new energy-efficient ceiling and walls, as well as a refinished floor. The function room is ready to host more people with the installation of a new dishwasher and more new energy-efficient appliances on the way. The club received $80,000 in federal ACOA funding in January, and this spring picked up $30,000 from the province's Rink Revitalization Fund, as well as $37,000 from the Accessibility Program. Sampson says the club is focused on two objectives.
Everything we do tries to fit in two boxes, and one of them is accessibility and inclusion, and the other one is efficiency. Because without getting our operating costs down, no matter what we do, we won't be able to stay open.
On the accessibility front, the club has plans in place to construct a modular ramp into the building from the newly paved parking area. Sampson says the ramp will lead to the change area, and eventually the club plans to install an elevator to make it easier for curlers with mobility issues to access the ice level.
You don't want to create any stigma with accessible entrances and stuff where people will have to come in from multi-directions to access the ice. You don't want to have that.
Sampson says the club enjoyed a buzz after some of the upgrades were completed last year and was looking forward to adding perhaps another 40 people to the existing membership of 75 until COVID restrictions shut them down. He's optimistic when they install the ice again in late October, people will be just as curious to see the upgrades and give the club a try. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.